Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tell me the easiest way to get a COVID-19 test. How you go about it, what it was like, and do you have to pay anything? Or if you pay more, do you get to get it done quicker or get results back quicker? I have no idea now that I think about it. I've been meaning to get tested, and now I hear they've hit that apex of 20,000 tests per day capacity, and I go, okay, well, what do I do now? I mean, do you go to your own physician? Do you got? Like I said, I saw CVS. They said you can do drive-through testing, which you have to call in advance, and I see other signs from time to time say we do not test here for COVID-19, and I thought, well, if it's a Walgreens, and you go, well, does that mean other Walgreens do? I don't even know how that works. That's one question. Number two is, do you wear a mask? And where do you wear a mask? Like, do you wear it all the time? Do you just wear it? I don't even know what the psyche is of people right now. Do you feel safe outside? Do you only wear it inside? Is it only when you're at work? I don't know. I see people in the grocery stores. Most of them have masks on, I guess. 651-989-9226. Now, again, I remind you, I do not have a text line here. I'm over at WCCO TV, have been since March. I haven't even been in the WCCO radio studios since whatever, March 15th. Sid's 100th birthday was our last broadcast there. Since then, we've been other places. And my third and final question for this half hour is simple. When you hear about bikers and harassment of, in Stillwater, of a Muslim woman, sometimes I think people, I'm trying to explain this right. Let me make sure I get the words right on this. I think that there are people that are, if they see looters, for example, on Lake Street, and they say, we got to get rid of this, blah, 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 blah. To some people, that's an overture that says you got to crack down on the African-American community that's ravaging Target and Cub Foods. And I don't think that's necessarily true, because I think a lot of those same people would say, if there's a biker that's harassing a Muslim woman in Stillwater, we got to get rid of that son of a bee now, because we can't stand for that. We can't stand for biker gangs coming in and wreaking havoc on society. We can't stand for that any more than we can stand for the people that loot and ravage Target and Cub Foods. Now, they're two different races, some would say, that would be responsible for each one. But my point is, I think there's a lot of people that was that hold the same disdain for someone that would loot a store as a biker that would come in from some white biker gang and do what they do. Am I right or am I wrong? 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Now, that's a lot to throw at you at one time. Where can you get tested and how? Do you have equal disdain for biker gangs as you would for someone that loots Target or Cub Foods? In fact, maybe even more, because the people that were doing a number on Cub Foods and Target, at least some of them, were making a point. A biker gang, I'm not sure what their point is. And then, third but certainly just as important is, do you wear a mask? And if you do, where and why? 651-989-9226. Let's go to Sean in St. Paul. Sean, you're on Sports to the Max.
Sean hung up.
Let's go to Mark in Hudson, Wisconsin. Mark, you're on Sports to the Max.
Hey, Mark. Mike, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. I'm driving, so I didn't know if I'd shut my radio off or turn it up.
Yeah, you can shut it off.
Well, actually, I'm talking through my radio, so I need it on.
Okay. And your radio, your radio talks back to you?
Well, you do.
Well, I guess by extension, but holy cow, yeah. I didn't know that.
I didn't either, because I'm like, do I shut it off and hold the phone? Anyways, here's my thought on the mask deal. I don't know if it makes any sense to anybody or not, but my thought is, let's make July mask month. Everybody wear a mask and see what happens. If it doesn't change anything, go back to what you want to do. But if everything drops, I think that'd be kind of cool.
Okay, so wear a mask where? All the time, 24/7? What do you got in mind?
No, like when you're in public. I mean, if you're out in a boat fishing by yourself, I don't think you need to wear a mask. Or if you're doing yard work. But if you're in public, if everybody in the country were to wear a mask for the month of July, I know it's not possible or feasible, but if they did, I bet this thing would just drop like a rock.
I don't know that, because I also saw all the demonstrations, and there was no spike from that. You know what I'm saying? All those people were so close together, and there was no spike from that, so I don't know if a mask would, you know. I'm not sure what does the trick.
They were all wearing masks.
What's that?
A lot of them were wearing masks.
A lot, but a lot were not.
And they were not close to each other for a while. Anyways, I just a thought. I mean, what does it hurt to try it for a month?
All right, Mark, appreciate it. Now, be careful. You may need to see psychiatric help if your radio keeps talking to you, okay?
I hear you, man. Take care.
Appreciate it. 651-989-9226. Let's go to Catherine in Blaine. Catherine, you're on Sports to the Max.
Thanks, Mike, for taking my call. I really enjoy your program. You're really doing a great job, and I was so impressed with reporting on the George Floyd thing.
Oh, thank
you. Anyway,
you're
welcome. Okay, so, Mike, I do know a little bit about the testing that's done. Yeah, because I am a pharmaceutical tech.
Oh, okay, yep, good.
Okay, but, so it is actually pretty easy. You just have to make an appointment. You go in, and what you do, I don't know if you know the procedure, you just take it's like a Q-tip, probably a little bit longer. You go up your nose and you twirl it a little bit. And then
but you do it yourself, though.
You do it yourself.
Okay.
Nobody touches it.
Okay.
It's done in their car. And then after it's done, then it's put into a cold storage, in a plastic bag, double bagged, the whole thing. So it's pretty,
non-threatening.
It is.
Do you give your name, or how do you go about making sure that?
You have to. Yes.
You give your name and address or social security number or something, or what?
No, your license and.
Okay, so there's somebody there to take your license, then they get all the information from you.
Yes, they do.
And then how long before they know the results?
3 days.
3 days, and they mail it to you, email it to you? What do they do?
Well, you give them your email.
Yep.
And they email you. Otherwise, you call, the Minute Clinic at the CVS location.
Okay.
And then they will get the results for you.
What does it cost?
Well, Mike, I don't really know, because I know that if you don't have insurance, it's free.
Okay.
But if you do have insurance, the insurance company pays.
Here we go.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Mike, I got a comment.
Yeah.
Another comment.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm thinking, this is my thought on masks, definitely.
Yep.
I wear a mask all the time when I work. I wear a mask when I go to a store. And I think it's very important for you or for other people to be protected from you. It's not, you're not being protected from other people just a little bit, but it's nothing, it's not something like a N95 mask, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot better than nothing.
Okay, so we're wearing a lot more now than we used to in general. you know, from the beginning. So have we seen a decline because of that?
I think we've seen a decline because, you know why, and this is my interpretation of what's happening.
Yep.
I think that people have gotten a lot more lax, and they think, well, it's summer, we need to be outside, or we need to be at a bar, or we need to be here. But, I mean, they've set up the places that do have open bars, as maybe you have found out. You know, they have that social distancing. But, again, like somebody had mentioned, if there's alcohol involved, people lose, you know, their inhibitions are gone. So they are, you know, more likely to come up and get close to you and talk to you.
If there's a single guy that's thinking, you know what, I think I could, I got a chance here. We got problems too, right?
Yeah.
Because they're not going to be thinking about the coronavirus at that point.
No, they're not.
No.
No, they're not. So it brings up a problem, that's for darn sure.
No.
But no, you're right, Mike. And another thing I wanted to just say, too, I'm not, you know, if you have the symptoms, definitely, you should go in and get tested.
Okay.
But I think there's people, and this is just my feeling, I think there's people that are just doing it just for curiosity.
Sure.
And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't test you. If you don't have it today, it's not going to find
you. Okay, so my last question is, and I don't know if you know the answer to this or not, if you had it, say, in March or April, would it tell you that? If you had it and without knowing it, you're well beyond it.
No.
If you actively have it right now?
Right. That's okay. It.
Now
you
I'm
have
even
to have
more
a blood
confused.
Test.
Okay.
You have to have a blood test in order
to
find
tell
out
the other part.
You've had it before.
Okay. Catherine, appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for calling in and clearing some of that up.
Yes, you're welcome, Mike. You have a great night.
You too.
Okay.
Gary, bye-bye. Sean, and Michael are on hold. They're up next. Let's take a break. Think about what we've learned so far and how we can further this conversation. 651-989-9226 on Sports to the Max. Welcome back. How do you get tested right for the COVID-19? Where do you wear a mask and why? And are you equally appalled by a biker group that would be racial in their intention as you are someone that loots a Target or a Cub Foods? See, I don't think sometimes it's about race. I think people just despise bad people. And they don't care what color their skin is. They just despise bad people. And I think that's most of the people that I know. And then sometimes race in.
I would say the only thing to do then is that you're social distancing as much as you can.
For regular or decaf, right?
I think it's kind of a thing of watching also, you know, how many people are around you. And, you know, what the surroundings are. If you're outside having a cup of coffee, you might be safer than having it, you know, inside.
Right, but I'm just saying there are times when you go to eat or you're inside, well, a mask doesn't do you a lot of good in there. I mean, it becomes very cumbersome to try to eat chicken wings with it, I found out.
That's right.
You know?
Now, Maxie, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
And this took place during the time of the riots and so on, and
mm-hmm.
It was kind of a heartwarming story that happened to me. If you got a minute, I can just...
If you can do it quickly, because we got a bunch of callers that want to get on. Go ahead.
I'm a 71-year-old white man, and I'm also legally blind. Now, this plays into what I'm going to tell you. And like you, I occasionally like to have a brewski.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into a liquor store, and there was a lot of people, you know, standing in the aisle waiting to check out. And because the aisles are so narrow and close in the liquor store, I asked the person if he would go and get the package of beer that I wanted and so that I wouldn't bump into anybody. Well, as I was standing there, this woman that was in line went to the back of the store and picked up the package that I was going to buy. This woman turned out to be about a 50-year-old woman that was a black woman. She came up to me and she said, "Here's your beer, sir." And I thanked her for the kindness of what she did. She smiled, she looked at me, and everybody that was in that line, I believe, had a smile on their face because I said something about the fact that if we all showed a little kindness to everybody, what a better world we'd have.
Okay, now, in all due respect, just one quick question. If you're legally blind, could you see that she was African-American, and could you see that everybody was smiling?
I'm legally blind just to the point that I can't see fine print.
Okay.
I can see enough where, you know, I walk around. Yep. I even work at part-time, but I just can't see the fine print.
I got you.
I thought to myself, what a wonderful gesture.
That is a wonderful gesture. Thank you for sharing that, Gary.
The compliment to
Gary, I accidentally cut you off. That wasn't intentional, but thank you for sharing that. It is a good story. Sean in St. Paul on line 4. Sean, you're on.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
So I actually had the serology test done. This is the antibody test for COVID-19, where to see if you've had it.
Okay. And how do you do that?
Well, you see, back in January, I came off a cruise ship, and I got very sick with a respiratory infection, and it was all the symptoms of COVID-19.
Sure.
But back then, they weren't even testing. Unless you came from China, it wasn't even a concern that it could be COVID back then. But looking back in hindsight, it was all the symptoms to a T. So, and it took me a month to get over that, whatever that was. So I thought, I was convinced it was COVID at the time. But I, you know, getting a test, so I started trying to get a serology test in March. But it was so difficult because nobody was around here was even taking anybody in to test for that. And I had to keep trying and trying. I kept calling the University of Minnesota because they were the ones back then that were doing the tests. And finally, in about April or so, they forwarded me to MHealth. And I had to go and bounce the two or three different departments until they finally scheduled the test for me to have the serology test done. And basically, they just let me pick any of the clinics, the MHealth clinics. I just took the one that was closest to me, the one in Highland Park. And I made an appointment with them on the phone, and I went in and basically just took a blood test and then told me I would get the results in about 2 to 3 days.
Okay, now I'm waiting with bated breath. What did the results tell you?
So the results came in 2 or 3 days, and it was negative. And I was shocked.
So you had some other form, a possible cousin virus or something, huh?
It was something. I do have antibodies. It just wasn't the COVID ones.
Okay.
But it was a shocker. And that
kind of disappointing, actually, I would think, because you'd like to know that you had it and it was in the rearview mirror.
Yeah,
all right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Let's go to Jerry in Maple Lake. Jerry, you're on line 2.
Mac, I got to tell you, I went to St. Cloud today shopping, and I went into Menards. Everybody had a face mask on. And I felt so comfortable in there. I was unbelievable. And then I went to Costco. They require.
Yeah.
And I was walking around there. I felt very comfortable. Then I went to Fleet Farm and Target, and I was very depressed. We spent a ton of money in Target, and I'm never going back again. Nobody had face masks on. It was
now, why would that be? That makes no sense to me that in Menards and Costco people would have masks and not in Target. Why would that be?
They require them in Costco and they require them in Menards.
I see, because they're required.
They're required. Everybody's got them on and you feel comfortable in there. And the parking lot is full. People are shopping. And Costco was busy. People had masks on, very comfortable. But you go in Target, you go in Fleet Farm, you go whatever. And it's just like the wild, wild west and nobody gives a damn. And I talked to my wife tonight. We spend a lot of money in those two places. We're never going back.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Thank you for your call. Let's finish strong with Pete.
What do you think about that?
I'm indifferent. I'm not offended by anybody not wearing a mask.
You're not?
Uh-uh.
But, you know, like, did you read in the paper? Not in the paper. I was listening on the radio the other day where these two hairstylists both had the virus. And they were required to wear the mask, and all their customers were required to wear the mask. And none of their customers got the virus.
Okay.
Because both stylists, hairstylists, had it. But because they both, all of them wear masks, none of their customers got it. So, you know, unbelievable.
I've heard lots of data, so I'm not sure which ones, you know.
That was on the Minneapolis paper, Star and Tribune.
Okay.
No, that was on...
We'll find it, we'll find it. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Pete in Monticello and finish strong. Pete, you're on.
Well, Mike, just a couple questions and a little of curiosity. You know, when it comes fall of the year, if you still have to wear a mask, would you be willing to wear a mask in the goose pit or the duck blind?
I wear one anyway in there. You know, now that I think about it, I always got a mask on there.
I was wondering, would even if it's a heated mask, would that help? Wearing that
if it's a heated mask in December, it would help an awful lot.
I believe it would.
And two thermoses of coffee and the pit dug out. Maybe we could get some foot heaters in there somewhere, Pete. I'm just saying hypothetically, right?
Yes, exactly, exactly. Could maybe work
okay, I want to say one thing before we go to break. This is the one and only Pete from Monticello, and I want to wish you a happy birthday, my friend.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Now, your work is outdoors. You move stuff around. So has that been unaffected by it all?
Well, for the most part, yes, but we have lost a job, a commercial job, because of the coronavirus, and this is related to, let me just state this, this is related to Options in Big Lake, and Options in Big Lake is a workforce place for the special needs people.
Uh-huh.
And their money, and not only in Big Lake, but all the whole state of Minnesota is short on funds for the people with special needs. And these, like my daughter goes to functional industries.
Yep, your daughter has special needs, yeah.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Okay, but overall, you've done okay?
Yes, very good, right. Very good.
That's good to hear, my friend. You keep up the good work, and happy birthday to you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.